Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Show an hour-long special regarding mental health in America. Two-hour special regarding mental health in America, and I would encourage everyone to tune in for that. You are not alone. I promise you that you are not alone. Everybody's got something. And if you could tune in, we would certainly encourage it. Telephone number here is 576-7798. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there, handsome little devil, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks. And we are monitoring the situation in Louisville, Kentucky. If you are just getting into the car or you have not heard the news of yet, there were charges announced today for one police officer in Breonna Taylor's death.
Involved in.
He was charged with wanton disregard of human life. Strangely, none of the charges involved Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, that's why I want you to state that a different way. The officer who was charged for firing into an adjacent, the bullets went into an adjacent apartment where three, a pregnant woman, a man, and a child were inside. Yeah. They did not have anything to do with Breonna Taylor. They were innocent.
But let me be clear. The bullets went through Breonna Taylor's apartment and into
then into
theirs.
The other apartment.
Right.
And they were as innocent as Breonna Taylor was. So he was charged with wanton endangerment for, as
wanton,
I said
wanton
earlier,
wanton disregard.
You know, willy-nilly firing into that structure. He is the officer who was fired. He has since been arrested. He posted a $15,000 bond and has been released. No one was charged for her death. No one. And we have some sound from the attorney general earlier today from Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, who I'm a huge fan of, by the way. And
I'm shocked to hear that, by the
way. He said many things, but one of the things he said, and I need to pull up the exact quote because it was very powerful, but essentially he said that justice does not always mean you get what you want. It just doesn't. And it was his job to present everything that he could to that grand jury, and they did. They presented every single option that they could to that grand jury.
I believe they gave them six different murder/manslaughter charges to consider.
And at the end of the day, the grand jury returned only with an indictment for the officer who shot, 10
bullets from outside of the apartment. And the charges There were three counts of wanton disregard for human life.
His quote is as follows. Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief. And that is true here.
Do we have some audio from the Attorney General, Sam?
If we, we do, a couple of questions.
Can we play it, please?
What do you say to people who say this is just another example of the Black community not getting full justice? And what specifically do you plan to do to calm a community that's long been hurting? And do you understand that anger that people might feel?
I certainly understand the pain that has been brought about by the tragic loss of Ms. Taylor. I understand that. As a attorney general who is responsible for all 120 counties in terms of being the chief legal officer, the chief law enforcement officer, I understand that. I understand that as a Black man, how painful this is. And which is why it was so incredibly important for make sure that we did everything we possibly could to uncover every fact. And I know, look, this team, myself, the members of the representatives of the Attorney General's office have taken a lot of criticism and scrutiny. But that scrutiny in many ways was misplaced because there was not a day that people in this office didn't go to sleep thinking about this case. And it wasn't a day where the first thing on our minds is getting to the truth in this case. And obviously, again, the criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief. And that is true here. But my heart breaks for the loss of Ms. Taylor. And I've said that repeatedly. My mother, if something was to happen to me, would find it very hard. And I've seen that pain on Ms. Palmer's face. I've seen that pain in the community. And what our responsibility in the AG's office was to make sure that we uncovered every fact, that we utilized every resource that we could bring to bear to uncover the facts and the truth. And that's ultimately what we presented to the grand jury. On the question of what I'm going to do, I've talked to partners in the community about helping to be a constructive member of any conversations moving forward. I recognize in my remarks, I mentioned the fact that we'll be establishing a task force in the coming days ahead to look at best practices for warrants. So there is a lot that I can do in this platform to help.
That is Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron speaking earlier today. And as concerned as I am regarding what may or may not happen tonight, I actually think they made the right decision. The officer who fired into the apartment did not kill Breonna Taylor. We have to make sure we remember that. Stupid? Yes. Fired? Of course he was. Criminally charged? Yep. The officer who actually fired the bullet that killed Breonna Taylor was returning fire after he had been shot by Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. Now, before everybody goes and loses their mind on me, let me say that these no-knock warrants, and there is some Daniel Cameron, the Attorney General, Dana, for Kentucky, went out of his way today to point out that there is plenty of evidence that they did announce who they were. But you have been on these, and I have been on these.
At 3 in the morning when everyone is sleeping and someone bursts right through the door.
And it's a real quick, police, boom.
Someone just tweeted, and I cannot share the language specifically that was used, but it's a powerful point that if you are somehow celebrating this today, you are celebrating that a legal gun owner who thought he was being robbed or accosted at 3 in the morning fired thinking he was firing at a criminal, which is what almost every single gun rights, I've got one on my nightstand kind of person would say they would do in the same situation. Why is it different here? If at 3 a.m. someone breaks down your door and you're a big gun rights guy, I've heard you all say this on this very program, you come through my door, you're going to get my gun. That's what happened here. Someone came through that door, her boyfriend fired, not understanding who was there. Police then, according to the grand jury, lawfully returned fire and killed an innocent woman. And this writer just said, no one should be celebrating that. No one on the left should be celebrating that. No one on the right should be celebrating that.
Agreed. I agree with every word that just came out of your mouth, and that freaks me out. 576-7798.
Oh, little Gina, you got so much love. Little Gina.
Breaking the rules here a little bit.
Oh, there's a reason.
Not exactly a one-hit wonder.
Really?
Oh, I love that song.
He may have had 30 or 40.
Pop icon Elton John will return to Kansas City on his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
I've never seen him.
But don't get excited just yet. This is from the Kansas City Star. They have rescheduled the date. At the Sprint Center, Tuesday, February 1st, 2022.
Oh, my God.
That's the big but. 2022. Today, John, who is 73 years old, announced 24 new dates beginning September 1st, 2021 in Berlin. After 4 months in Europe, he will begin touring the United States in January.
Why? He doesn't even need the money.
He would be 75 years old by the time he came back. I've been enjoying my time at home with the family while the world navigates its way through the COVID pandemic, he wrote. But I really miss being on the road and performing for my beloved fans in my farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
Hmm. You know, how
many tickets purchased, by the way, for that original date are valid.
Okay. How many bands have gone on, quote, farewell? My God. I am literally on the 20th year.
Well, but this was a farewell tour. For real, it was. And then COVID happened. And
what do you mean it was for real a farewell tour?
Well, it was 3 years long.
He's 73 years old.
Hey, I saw Neil Diamond when he was 74.
Oh, God love him. That show was not great.
I have been to more Kiss farewell concerts.
They are not 73, Scott.
Pretty close. Look up Gene Simmons, Sam. They are damn close.
I am thrilled he has announced there will be a date in Kansas City. I hope there's a vaccine, and I hope
it goes smoothly too.
And everything is fine.
But I remember attending my first Kiss farewell concert at Sandstone in 2000. It is now 2020.
They're still farewelling.
The waving of the farewell continues. Gene Simmons is how old?
How old do you think?
I think he's 73.
Dana?
I don't know.
71 years old.
Okay.
All right. Which, by the way, I got an email from a listener overnight that said, Dana, will you help me settle a bet? Stand by.
Ooh.
From Roseanne. Dear Dana, I hope you don't mind me asking, but how old are you? My coworker and I have a bet on your age.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what? Here we go. Read the next sentence.
I say you're 41, and she said over 50.
50?
And I said, no way. But she is so sure, LOL.
I replied, dear Roseanne. 51. Her coworker thinks I'm over 50?
Apparently.
I literally wrote back 50 exclamation point. OMG, lower. She wrote, thank you, Dana. I know. I thought the same thing. I told her there was no way you were 50 years older. Well, I was right. Have a great day. Love you and love the show.
Well, maybe
is that going to be a senior ticket?
Oh, wow.
You know, when Elton John comes back, you can get your ticket.
Is there an AARP discount?
Well,
I don't know.
You could probably get the price reduced.
Don't you remember that time I went to the AMC theater?
Yes.
And the ticket lady said, I went to go, I had an extra ticket. Yes. I didn't need it. And I went to go take it back. And she goes, was that a regular ticket or a senior ticket? And I go, I was digging in my bag and I was half paying attention. I go, excuse me? She goes, was it a regular ticket or a senior ticket? And I go,
did you say, thank God there's plexiglass? Because I would come through here.
Oh, this was before Corona. There was no plexiglass.
Yeah, sure. Was that a movie theater?
She was probably 17. I go, how old do you think I am? And she goes,
no, you didn't.
Well, no, I kind of joking. I go, how old do you think I am? She goes, well, I noticed you came in with another woman. I didn't know if it was her ticket.
Oh,
I go, so now you're offending my friend Liz, who also is not 50.
50 is not the cutoff ticket for senior citizen tickets.
Thank you.
It's 55.
No, it's like 65.
That's right. I was
no, it's not.
I think it is 65, Scott.
If you go to the Furs, it's 55 for the senior buffet.
Well, that's Furs. I think at AMC, you got to be a little bit older.
I'm just saying.
So thank you, listener Roseanne, who thought there was no way I could possibly be 50 or older.
Well, what about her coworker who thinks that you're definitely over 50?
Co-worker's got some issues.
She's the one who thinks you're over 50, so who's got the issue?
I don't know. It's fine.
Ooh, it's 60 plus.
At Furs?
No, at AMC.
Oh.
Is Furs even still a thing? Which
she thought you were 60. Oh,
okay, first of all, aren't you like 12 months away from that?
12 months away from what?
Being 50. Aren't you almost 50?
Yeah, I'm not almost 60.
Hey, Dana, just remember, you'll never be older than Scott.
Thank you.
In what world of mathematics?
I meant 50.
No.
We were talking.
In what world of mathematics did you think I was 12 months away from being 60?
I meant 12 months away from being 50.
That's
because we were talking
said
about Roseanne. I just misspoke. I meant 50, and are you not 12 months away from being 50?
Well, first of all, I'm 9 months away from being 50, and I am a very youthful 49.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like, I don't know,
older than you, Scott. Okay. All right, here's how old I'm getting. Honest to God, I'm writing down a grocery list.
Here's a little song I wrote.
Chocolate milk.
You might want to sing it note for
Maya wants
note
chocolate milk tomorrow.
So that number is 60, right?
Be happy. Coffee?
You know what I do?
What's that?
I make the list, and I leave it at home, and then I go to the store, and I buy $160 worth of stuff and forget everything on the list
right
that I left at home. Every single time.
I have to do this now because the two things I really need are dog food and toilet paper. This is a true story. But if I go to the store tonight and I don't take this list, the two things I'm going to forget are dog food and toilet paper. And then when I have to go numero deuce, the only way to clean myself up will be to get into the shower.
When you have to drop yourself.
That's great. Thank you very much for that.
I'll have to pull what's called a Jason Nivens.
That's fine. That's great. That's great. Tell you about my favorite story of the day.
Did I ever tell you about what Jason Evans did?
No, and okay. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Have you ever played Words with Friends? It's Scrabble.
No,
it's,
I have not, okay, but I know what you're talking about, but I've never done it.
It's Scrabble. And I have a long, long running game going with my dear friend Carrie's father, Ray. We play every single night.
Carrie Emmer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's great.
And so listen to this. Words with Friends turns into a love story for one couple in New England. A popular word game spells fate for a Massachusetts man and a New Hampshire woman. In the online game Words with Friends, love wins you 9 points. But in the case of Winston and Susie Jones, it connected them to true love. They had played over 200 games together. They met online playing the Scrabble-inspired word game. The fun hobby turned the two strangers into friends through chat. So when you're playing...
Now, how old are they?
98 and 99.
No, they are not. I saw their photo. Are they look like they're 60.
They're like 52 like Dana?
Right, right. 62.
When you're playing with someone, there's a chat feature. It's a DM. You can say, hey, you know, nice wordplay.
So it's like FaceTime.
You can't see them. It's just a direct message, like a text.
Oh, the way you played that word.
Yeah, I love the way you use that X. So I rarely play with strangers because they have the ability to DM you. And the first time it said, hey, they think this guy will be a good match for you, I get some DM like, what are you wearing? Like, I just don't, I'm sorry, I don't play with strangers.
What did they sound like?
He was a weirdo. So I'm like, delete, because it freaked me out. But so they start this game. 200 games later, they start chatting. They exchanged phone numbers, talked, and eventually met for a date. We went out to dinner. We talked for a couple of hours.
They were in the same city.
Close. I mean, close Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Yeah, close enough. Did you really just look at the map?
No, it's up there somewhere. I don't know how far away it is. By last September, they were engaged, ready to spell out forever. I would have never thought that I would meet someone online, Susie Jones says. In my family, we started playing Scrabble with my grandmother. Played for years and years and years. The pandemic did postpone their original wedding date, but they finally tied the knot in August.
That's a cute story.
And they are going to honeymoon in Italy and Switzerland when the pandemic is over.
From the text line, words with friends is one of the ways I caught my ex cheating on me.
Do tell.
Really?
You don't sext in a Scrabble words with friends DM?
I don't know.
No, what you do is you start spelling Scott's super awkward sexual words with your tiles.
Great move on the missionary.
No, every once in a while, I'll be playing with Carrie's dad, and I will have a word that spells. Stop it!
Does she know?
Does Carrie know?
Yes, she knows.
She knows you're playing with her
dad?
Yes,
there have been a couple of times where I will have a hilarious word that is actually a word, and I'll text it to Carrie, and I'll go, there is no way I'm playing this word with your dad. Like, I'll turn off the mic.
Stand by while they...
Oh, my God!
That was a word. It's a word! It is a word!
Oh, my God!
And I texted her, and I go, look at the word I have, which, by the way, is a word.
It's technically a real word.
It is a word. But I go, there is no way I'm playing that against your father. She goes, what is wrong with you? I said, I'm sorry. I've got the letters that spell that word.
Did you play the word?
No!
Why not?
And then she laughs. She goes, you probably don't even know what that means. I go, I'm not going to find out.
That's classic.
I know. So if you're having an affair playing words with friends, it really would be funny to just start randomly trying to come up with the most inappropriate words in the English language.
I would have totally dropped that word on him. How did you not?
It's a form of celebration.
She replied back, there's something wrong with you. And I go, well, you try to figure out what else with those seven letters you're going to spell.
You almost just said it. You throw your fist in the air.
It's a verb.
You throw your fist in the air.
Yes.
Like in you're a moving
like
motion.
In celebration.
In a concert.
Yeah.
Like you're at a rock concert.
Exactly.
Can we just focus on the story at hand, which is this lovely couple who found love? Every once in a while, I'll be playing with Carrie's dad.
See, inappropriate.
Wow.
Do you put your fist in the air?
It's fantastic. I absolutely adore him.
I thought you were going a different route with that one, Parks.
Do you also know that it's one of the last things I do before I go to bed?
Put your fist in the air?
No, I play words with friends.
Oh.
It's kind of addictive. Like you kind of, because then you play and then they play and then you play and then you feel like if they play, you've got to play back.
Well, that's fine. But isn't that like totally 2013?
No, it's just something to pass the time.
I'm being serious.
I don't think so. Not for those people. They found love.
They're 80.
No, they're not. I saw their photo. Like 60, if I had to guess.
Oh, so your age.
What you?
On par.
Saying. I hate you. Why do you always pee on my good stories?
I'm not peeing on it. Hang on.
I am.
Yeah. No, you guys do. You always pee on my good stories.
No, Dana, it is because you, and I love this about you. I do love this about you. you always want to believe in the good in people. And I think that's really important. What I have come to learn is that people are blank holes. And they're not good.
Just like Scott.
For the most part.
Right. Like the 17-year-old bar tramp that thought you were 55 years old at the movie theater.
65.
And wanted to give you a senior. Was this during COVID? Because
no!
there was a time when your hair was a little gray.
I have not. Okay. First of all.
Here we go.
Whoa.
First of all, that was only at my temples.
I don't know.
And second of all, I haven't been to a movie in 6 months.
That was very dumb of me.
Not a smart move.
I know. I didn't say it was a smart move. It slipped. Huh? Sorry?
This is my last story that I offer you for the day, and then I'm going to beat you about the head and leave. A girl who ate only toast and Pringles claims hypnotherapy has cured her food fears. A schoolgirl with a food phobia, which meant she only ate white toast, says she has been cured after being hypnotized.
Hypnotized.
I can't say that word. Stand Martha by. Davies it's would gag if she ate anything other than toast and barbecue Pringles. She developed a fear of food known as neophobia when she was very young. She went through 5 slices of toast every day. Up until 18 months old, she ate normally and then got this weird neophobia. Okay. So they had her
hypnotized.
Why can't I go from a P to an N? It's hypnotized.
It's hypnotized.
I know, but I cannot. Hypnotized.
Yes. Say it with the pronouncer.
No. Hypnotized.
Hypnotized. No.
No.
Hypnotized.
I'm about to hypno you.
Well, you better bring it on, gray hair. You're getting a little long in the tooth over there.
Hypnotized.
So she did that thing with the therapist who does that thing, and he did that thing to her. And after the first 2-hour session, she started eating that thing to her. She started eating normal food.
Sorry.
Her mother swears by those treatments.
Hypnotized.
Say it.
She also has a life coach.
Oh, God.
They say she has extreme neophobia. The word is Latin for fear of the new. It is also called avoidant restrictive food intake disorder.
Okay.
Do you think that works for real?
Hypnotation.
if you're a stenographer.
Do I think
hypnotized?
Do I think hypnotized?
I put her under and she came out and she knew shorthand. She wants to be a court reporter. We don't know where.
I think we're just getting a little slap happy here. But do I think that hypnotizing people works?
Yes.
You're getting very sleepy.
No, that's just because I've been with you for 4 hours.
And you don't want to smoke anymore.
There are people who swear by it.
Yeah,
Have you ever seen those like goofy things on stage where they make you go, whoa?
Well, I remember years ago, my buddy Joe and I went to the Renaissance Festival and we volunteered. Well, I don't know if we volunteered or got voluntold to come up on stage and they were going to hypnotize us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there were like 10 of us
right
at the Renaissance Festival. And I just remember.
Did you do it?
Well, I closed my eyes, but I don't know that I buy that.
I have a friend who's done it on stage, and there's video, and she swears her head goes down, and they say, act like a chicken,
yeah,
and she starts barking or something.
Barking like a dog or whatever.
Is that real, or is that someone from the audience that starts barking like a dog?
Dana, I don't know, but I remember Joe and I were sitting on the stage, and at one point, when you're supposed to be officially hypnotized,
yeah.
I remember saying out of the corner of my mouth, he goes, this is stupid. and I remember Joe goes, I know. It did not work.
It didn't work.
No.
Well, they say you have to be open to.
Yeah, you have to be willing to
If you try to avoid getting hypnotized,
you can't say it either.
Wow.
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 Hypnotized. That's, there it is.
No, no.
No, you messed it up.
I said hypnotized. I was actually reading a text on the text line.
Says the producer.
Reading it on a text.
So hard to talk when I read a text.
Sorry, I couldn't do it properly.
We ought to see if somebody would come in here and do that for us.
Hypnotize us?
Yeah, that.
No, probably not.
Listen to Grant laughing in the background.
I would totally do it because I think I'm more open to that stuff than you are.
Oh, I would not be open to it.
I'll do it.
Because the whole time I'd be like, this is dumb.
Look at the clock.
We're late for break.
That's why I want you to look at the clock.
Couple of quick updates. They have just issued a 9 p.m. curfew in Louisville following the protests over the grand jury decision in the Breonna Taylor case. And then Brian Johnson over at Channel 9 just tweeted what, Sam?
That they are wrapping the monuments or the statues in front of the police headquarters in plastic in Kansas City and also blocking off the building.
What are the statues in front? It's a police officer, is it not? Or is it? It's not Andrew Jackson.
No, it's an officer holding a child, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Here it is, Brian Johnson. Yes, police are wrapping these monuments in protective plastic at their Kansas City headquarters as local demonstrators announce they will hold a rally at 6 p.m. tonight in response to today's grand jury announcement. What do you think about pre-wrapping the monuments? Does that in and of itself
I know where you're going here.
We don't think you can behave.
I think it's smart in one sense. And
if the optics are not great in another.
Potentially provocative in another.
Yeah.
In the sense that, Dana, you're basically saying, we anticipate you trying to tear this thing down. And so we're going to wrap it up. But if they didn't wrap it up.
Yeah, then everyone would be like, well, why didn't you wrap it up?
Hey, you guys weren't protecting the police guy. Holding the kid.
I know.
I would simply do this, and we've had this conversation before. America is having a come to Jesus meeting right now with itself, and that's okay. That's okay. America needs to have a come to Jesus meeting. I would just encourage everyone, and I understand that tensions are high, and people are upset, to just be cool. Your voice is louder when you don't yell.
Then why are you always yelling?
Because I work with you. No, seriously. First to yell is first to lose. Yeah, kill this. Oh, ugh, ugh.
Oh, that's terrible.
I hate that song. Find another one-hit wonder. That song is terrible.
You're telling him with 30 seconds left to find another one-hit wonder.
Literally 19 seconds.
Do you want me to sing?
What I'm saying is everybody just needs to relax. We can get through this. People are going to be upset. People are going to be annoyed. On behalf of Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-a-lang. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.